You gonna do this for me? Well, praise God. Hallelujah. That praise and worship was awesome.
Amen.
Right? Everything matches.
That's good.
Just let me pray. Father God, we just come to you this morning. We thank you. Lord, we give you honor and glory. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for the love that you have for us. We thank you for the Son that you sent to sacrifice his life for us.
Amen.
And that is true love.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for the Holy Spirit who you have sent today. You have sent to us, Father God, because the Son prayed and asked for the Holy Spirit to come to us, to infiltrate us,
amen,
and to live through us. I thank you for him today.
Amen.
You're welcome,
amen,
Holy Spirit, in my life,
yes,
today.
Amen.
You're welcome in this place today.
Amen.
Thank you for being here.
Amen.
Thank you for the works that you do in us.
Amen.
We glorify you.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for every person in this place, those who may be on their way. We thank you, Father God, that these are your family members.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
We are all your family members.
Amen.
And I thank you, Father God, that you have great things in them.
Amen.
They are new created beings.
Amen.
You made them.
Amen.
You know all about them.
That's right.
Yeah.
We thank you, Father God, for who they are and what you have given us in them. Father, I thank you, Father God, for the word today. I ask you to use me, Father God. Use me. Let it come and articulate it to your people that they may be able to receive it in the name of Jesus. That they will open up their heart and that they will hear that none of your word will fall on deaf ears. And that I will be able to translate it, Father God, as you have given it to me to translate. I thank you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Oh, I got my serious face on today. Man, Jesus. You know, a lot of times when, you know, God wants something good for you, the devil will try to attack you in those same areas. Thank you, Jesus. So, I was out last night with my husband for his birthday. And birthday. and my son and my daughter-in-law. And I told them, I said, y'all pray for me. Because I was supposed to preach last week. But my son said, hey, mama, I'm ready. Just tell me. I said, okay, we'll switch off. So I'm here today. Amen.
Amen.
I just want to say that, first of all, I am blessed and I'm grateful because just to have an opportunity to share. This is a big deal.
Yes, it is.
To be able to come and share a word with you. You are the people of God.
Amen.
Those of you who have received Jesus into your heart,
yes,
you are,
yes,
something else.
Come on now. Yeah.
And I'm blessed on the second hand to receive God's revelation,
mm-hmm,
to share with you. I believe that this church, this family, God's going to use us.
Amen.
He's going to use us for the world,
amen,
for this area, and even more than that.
Amen.
I don't think we can stand from what God has planned for us.
Amen.
We've been through a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Yes.
And but, you know, I see it as we move on levels, you know, in our souls, even though we are already, you know, holy and righteous and,
amen,
blameless.
Amen, amen, amen.
Y'all know. But in order for us to do the things that God has us to do, you know, we have to prepare ourselves to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess if I want to name this message, I have two topics. The first part is assurance of God's truth. We got to know what God is saying about us.
Mm-hmm.
But then the second portion would be how to experience it on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
That's good.
You know, when the troubles come, you want to still experience God's peace.
Yeah.
Amen? You want to still experience God's joy.
Amen.
And somebody might say, Man, I know I'm born again and I'm saved, but whew, I had a hard week. I hear that very often. Mm-hmm. But God wants us to know some things. As Paul would always say, I will not have you to be ignorant. Mm-hmm. God will not have you to be ignorant. Mm-hmm. He wants good things for your life. Amen. 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 He didn't die for nothing. All right. I believe that we are born again, but I believe that God didn't just cause us to be born again for no reason, no purpose. Mm-hmm. Amen. He has purpose for us. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so part of this message is going to make you feel excited. Part of this message is going to hit some comfort zones. All right? So get ready. Fasten your seatbelts. We get ready to take a ride. So I'm going to start with Romans 4 and 5. Amen. Mine's reading a little different than yours because I'm reading from the King James Version. And this is the New King James Version. All right. He says, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness.
Amen. Amen.
I just want to talk about this scripture briefly, or the book of Romans, basically. Paul was the one, you know who Paul was. Mm-hmm. He was first Saul. He was a Pharisee. He was one who was under the law, and he killed Christians who, you know, because he thought he was doing what was right in God. You know, Jesus met him on Damascus Road and told him something different. And at that point, he changed his life. You heard Pastor Wendell talk about it from time to time. And so, he was going on in this book. He wrote letters. I just can't imagine that he probably thought that God was going to put all these books together, put all these letters together and make a nice little book for us to sit down and you know, look into the mirror and see who we are. But when he was writing this letter, he started from the beginning of this book, and he was basically, he was explaining some things. And he was saying that basically at the beginning, how men did not want to retain God in their knowledge. Mm-hmm. And in that, God let them do whatever they wanted to do. He released them. The Bible says he let them be reprobate, mm-hmm, to do whatever they wanted to do in their own self. But I wanted to share this. I heard a pastor was preaching, and he had endorsed one of the presidential candidates. I'm not getting into politics, but I'm just saying what he said. He said, you know how they shout from the rooftop. Homosexuality is worthy of death. That's what he said. And he was going on and he's going on about it. And I said, yeah, that's true. I'm not trying to make light of sin. But he forgot the rest of the stuff that was in that list. There was a whole list of stuff that's worthy of death. And I can guarantee you that if you look over in there, you will find yourself. See, Paul said we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Am I right about it?
Yes.
Come on, y'all, get with me. Help me out. I know it's the truth. And then Paul turns around and he says, you who are up under the law, if you point your finger at what one of them do, guess what? You condemned yourself. I know this is right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amen. You see, all of it was worthy of death.
Yeah.
That's why Jesus had to go to the
cross. Come on, man. Come on.
That's right.
That's why he died. This is no light stuff. Sin is no light stuff. Don't tear your life up. Okay? Jesus went to the cross. Stood in our place. And God accepted it. The Father accepted it. And says, now I don't see no more sin. Thank you, Jesus. I don't see no more sin. You are righteous. You are holy. You are without blame. And the way I like to say it in my own words, I'm lovable. Because he loved me. Mike said, now for love the world, that he gave his only begotten son. I'm lovable, y'all. Thank you, Jesus. It's something about believing unto righteousness. Okay? And you know, Pastor Clifton was here the other week ago, and he was saying that we receive the faith of the Son of God. When we hear the word, God brings his faith along for you to hear if you're listening. If you're understanding. When you sit and listen to the true gospel of Jesus Christ, the faith just comes up. It rises up in you to receive, and then you says, yes! That's your confession. Is it not? That's your confession. At Romans 1:9 says that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus died on the cross for us. He paid the price. The Bible says you shall be saved. Amen. I want to share Genesis 15, 1 through 6. Thank you, Jesus. 15, 1 through 6. It says, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what will thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is Eleazar of Damascus? And Abram said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he said, and he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward the heaven, and tell, that word tell is count, the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Amen.
Wow.
He believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. We call Abraham, well, his name was changed from Abram to Abraham. And we call him the father of faith, right? Because that is the way he received his righteousness. This was before the law came. This was before the law was put in place, that you had to do this, this, and that in order to have your sins covered up for a year, right? But then the next year you had to go back and do it again. So what he talked about last week, that it wasn't forgotten. Okay? Your sin wouldn't really be forgotten. You just keep on remembering. It would cause you to remember when you went to later give your whatever you offered as a sacrifice. Amen. But this here, Abraham started this thing with God, and God gave it to him and told him that he was righteous. Amen. And so we receive in that same manner. Amen.
Amen.
The law was given to them. It wasn't even given to us as Gentiles. It was given to the Jewish people. They were God's chosen people, selected, because they believed in God, while everybody else was making idol gods. God selected them to bring forth the Messiah, which is Jesus, to bring forth that seed. Because that's a real seed. Amen. The seed that would come, but he would still have many seeds, and guess who the seed is?
Yeah.
Guess who? We are part of that seed.
Amen.
Because we're the product of what Abraham did. We're the product of what Jesus did.
Amen.
And believing.
Amen.
Okay? So when he gave the law, the Bible says that he gave the law to stop the mouths from boasting. Boasting in yourself that you could keep, you can earn your own righteousness. This is important to know this. Because when I'm getting ready to go to this next step, you know, I don't want you to get confused. Your righteousness is your righteousness because he has given you your righteousness, right?
Amen.
Amen. I just believe that Jesus didn't give us all of this for nothing. I believe that he has given this to us is not just to lay dormant within ourselves. Okay. How are we, if God says that we're going to reach the world, okay, we're going to help somebody out there, how are we going to do that? If it, what he has given us, this powerfulness, this spirit, this new created being within us, how would we do that if it just lay dormant in us? We have proof on the cross that it's not about words. It's about what you have believed in your heart, right? We see that when Jesus died on the cross, when he had two other people up on the cross that were guilty. One just was concerned about getting down, and the other one was, you know, honoring Jesus. And he said, you'll be with me in paradise. So we don't have to worry about that, because we got proof right there that you can accept Jesus right now and die the next minute, and you will go into be with him forever.
Amen.
You can't deny that. That's in the word there. Come on. So when I'm getting ready to talk to you about, I don't want you to be confused. Because I know that if God wanted, this is another thing, that God wants us to do something with what we got. He wants it to go into our souls. That part of us, our mind, our will, and our emotions. He wants to see it in our physical being. He wants to see us touching other people's lives. I'm not trying to talk about doing this in your own strength now. Don't get me confused. We're not talking about that. We're talking about something greater than that. Amen.
Amen.
Why don't we just die after we get born again? That would be my question. Why are you here?
Good point.
Think about it.
Yeah.
You know? He's given us this great thing. Not only that, he sent back the Holy Spirit to us.
That's a reason.
There's a purpose in that. That's what I'm going to talk about today. 3 John 2 says, beloved. You know what that means? Dearly loved. He's telling you you're loved. He says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health.
Yeah. Come on.
Physical. Is that physical?
Come on.
Even as thy soul prosper.
Come on now.
I see the soul is made up of what? Y'all come on, talk to me.
Mind, will,
emotions. Mind, will, and the emotions. Y'all got emotions?
Yeah.
You got some emotions, y'all? Well, he missed the first half, but wait a minute. Wait a minute, hold on. I heard you cut that thing. That's why you didn't show it. That's all right. was waiting to see you, you know. Okay. I guess y'all don't know on Facebook it's another story. But anyway, yeah. Almost had to ask, what parable was that? Okay. He was talking. That's okay. Perhaps you can for the right time. Okay. Okay, I'm going to move on. But we're talking about the soul, the mind, the will, and emotions. And here we know that God says that he would, Paul was talking, and he says, I would have you to prosper even in your soul, as your soul prospered. Mm. So I'm healed because Jesus says I'm healed.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I want to experience that healing, right?
Yes, amen.
That physical side.
Yes.
I want to prosper in my soul. What does that mean to prosper in your soul? So I want to first start with the emotions, okay? Sometimes people think that emotions, oh, they say throw emotions away. Don't follow your emotions, forget your emotions. They're up and down. Throw them away. Don't pay any attention to them.
Mm.
But y'all know what? God gave us those emotions.
Come on, man.
Did he give us did he give it to us?
Yeah.
He said, the Bible says that he breathed into us and we became what? A living soul. So he gave us our emotions. He gave us a mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. Here's the thing about emotions, what people don't understand. Since God gave us our emotions, he gave it to us for a reason.
Come on.
Yeah. But we've been thinking about it the wrong way. We've been thinking about emotions, oh, don't follow them, ignore them, suppress them, and do all of that. But God gave it to us as indicators.
Mm.
Whoa! I said he gave it to us as an indicator of what? How we've been thinking in our minds.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like this. When God showed me this, I just like, I don't know, if I didn't turn a flip, I was supposed to turn it one. You know how difficult that would be. I want to show you something. I thought this fast to demonstrate. Because some people like to see what I'm talking about. Some of you like to hear what I'm talking about. So I'm taking this flag, and which part do you think is the emotion? All right, the colorful part, you know, it's colorful. And then and I feel up. That's what these emotions are here to let us know. They are indicators to let us know how we've been thinking. And so I like this so much because it gives me an opportunity. Amen. You have to be honest with yourself. Amen. You have to be honest with yourself in regards to your emotions.
I gotta come back to this.
But I want to go to Romans because I still need some more proof for you. Romans 12:2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your
mind.
That you may prove. I like that word prove. It means demonstrate.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, now, well, isn't that works? So I got to demonstrate. It is not works, guys. Because you know who you are.
Yeah.
You know you're righteous in Christ already.
Amen.
You know you're holy and unblameable, right?
Amen.
So why is Paul telling me that I got to renew my mind? He's telling me for a reason.
Yeah.
He says, I like this. That you may prove what is that good. That you may prove what is acceptable. That you may prove what is perfect. Will of God.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, man.
There are some things in general that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. But there are some things particularly for you. Personally, that is that same way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There are things inside of you that God wants to use you, but your emotions keep getting in the way. And all happy emotions don't mean they're the right thing.
Ooh.
to look at that and say, why am I happy about this? For real, you really do. This is going to save some lives. This is going to save your life. This is going to make you help you make good decisions. The wisdom of God will come. The Holy Spirit will come and minister to your soul. I have experienced some things in my life that was painful for me. I've had some deception that came by some people. They call themselves friends to me. And it hurt so bad that I just kind of like hide away from that pain. I don't want to think about it. But the Holy Spirit is able to take you to that place and minister to you the way it should have happened. Correct. Make the crooked road straight, smooth. Again, he's able to do that.
Come on.
And it's all based upon what? The love of God. The love of God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. He wants us to renew our mind in the way that he sees us. If we're not renewing our minds in the way that he sees, you know, we're going to continue to be on that hamster wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be wondering, why, man, this is frustrating me. How come I can't get along with this person? when somebody diss me, they call it disrespect. Mm-hmm. Disrespect me. I'm telling you, there are people, young boys, or killing other young boys for this very reason. It's what they feel that they have to do. Okay? I've been dissed. I've been disrespected. So now I'm going to take them out. Oh, they got us. We got to go get them. It's all this. But renewing your mind, we're touching those areas that you got to know that, hey, you can disrespect me, or you don't. I might think you disrespect me, but guess what? I know who I am.
Yeah.
I don't have to go that route.
Come on now.
This is an indicator. Okay, if it's been indicated to me that I've been disrespected, then I'm not thinking about myself.
Come on now.
I'm thinking about myself in another way that God didn't say about
me. Come on now.
Because I don't have to jump because you said.
Come on. Take it on.
I don't.
Come on, man.
I can refer back to the love of God.
Yes.
He says I'm rooted and grounded. That means I'm secure. That means I'm secure. I'm not insecure. I'm secure in his love.
Yes.
And it's nothing that I do because he's already made me.
Come on, man.
That's good. That's good.
Like a bungee cord. You might do something to throw me out of here, but he's bringing me back. Oh, glory God. That's good.
That's good.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to tell you something. I hate when I hear messages that's so good, and then I don't know how to perform.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to do it. I don't know. Well, how do I get there?
Come on.
I believe that the practical way is to deal with your emotions, even when you're not strung out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do so many things. You know, we get those emotions, and they're running left and right. They're colorful. You're feeling jealousy, envy, all going on at the same time. You're feeling rejected, fearful, anxiety. Come on, can I keep naming them?
Yeah.
Did I get everybody yet? Sadness, depression. Come on. All of those things that's telling me. And then they're all wired up together. When they all hit you at one time, you don't know how to unravel.
Mm.
You know, you just go back to Jesus. Oh,
Jesus.
But as you're going throughout your day, and this is all I gotta say,
mm-hmm.
as you're going throughout your day, check on your emotions
mm-hmm.
to see what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Don't lie to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest with yourself. Honesty is good. Amen. I know it hurts sometimes to go to those places, but the more you practice these things, okay, more you practice these things, checking on your emotions, 3-4 times a day, just checking. Let me renew my mind on that. The Word of God is our mirror.
Yeah.
We look into the mirror and we see what God says about us. Yeah. So, but if we don't know what God says about us, then we can't really renew our mind, right? We can't. Because we don't know what He's saying. We don't know what He said. You come to church, you hear the pastor tell you who you are in Christ. I don't believe He would lie to you. Mm-hmm. So you can use that. The Holy Spirit will lead and guide you into truth. That's why He's been sent. He's been sent to give us the truth, to tell us which way to go, which way to turn, up, down, in, out. Amen. And it just gets so good. You know, you just moving along.
Yeah.
Something, my husband and I, we were talking about something this morning. And, or was it last night? I can't remember. But we were talking about something, and I was telling him something. And he said, yeah, we're talking about him getting some sleep. Yeah. Holy Spirit talking to him through me. Okay. Getting about that. Going on. The next thing, who is looking at TV? Something. Well, you're not getting much sleep. I didn't say a word until the commercial went off. I said, the Holy Spirit just spoke to you again. Getting rest.
Yeah.
Getting enough sleep. See, the Holy Spirit will come wherever you are. It doesn't matter. He will meet you where you are. Yeah. So don't worry about that.
That's true.
Don't worry about, oh, I might not get it. This is not to give you anxiety. Mm-hmm. This is to give you assurance.
Come on. Yeah.
God is good.
Yeah.
God is good.
Yeah.
God is good. You feel me?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
I tell you that I have been places where I've been really pierced in my soul, and God has healed me in those areas.
Yeah.
I've been saddened. I've been physically ill. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But God has went over into my health. He's moved from just being in here and moved into my physical being.
Yeah.
And healed my body.
Yeah.
That's a big deal, y'all.
Yes.
That's a big deal.
Amen.
You know.
Y'all know?
Amen. Very. So I'm going to talk about something I don't know about. And then even God did this. You know, I would listen to Joseph Prince on his healing messages and everything, and I just began to just make those confessions of what God said about me.
Amen.
And I'm already healed in Jesus'
name.
And this thing had returned up on me. I had had, they said I had rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm.
And I couldn't walk. I couldn't do anything. I just, you know, and I was so young. I was in my 20s back then. And, but I got over it so fast that they said, oh, you must have had a light case of it. Well, they didn't really know. Hey, don't know that no more. I was fine.
That's right.
So, recently, I say within the last 10 years or so, it just seemed like it came back up on me. And I'd come in here and I'd be in pain, but I'd keep walking. Thank you, Jesus. I went down to Formington, and there was a lady there. I can't remember who she was, but she had asked anybody to come up, you know, if you had pain in your body. Lord knows I did. I went up, and she laid hands on me. And she said, okay, so you get arthritis? She said, not arthritis, arthritis. The doctor made fun of me, and I said, Arthur. But she said something. She said, she prayed, and then she said, she stood back, she said, did they diagnose you with that? I said, well, I explained the situation, you know, where I had it before, you know, but not really. They said that's probably what it is, inflammation, whatever. So she's like, And then so she proceeded to tell me how to take care of my body. And I went and sat down. But that stayed with me. That stuck with me in my mind. The Holy Spirit kept bringing it back. When I said the Holy Spirit will bring things back to your remembrance, what he has said to you before, that's what his ministry is on the earth.
Yeah.
It's leading you and guiding you in all truth. Yeah. It's making you remember those things that you have forgotten.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's comforting you when you need comforting.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Amen. And so that kept coming back to me. Kept coming back to me. I'm like, oh, man. You know, why are you saying this? Well, what I discovered, to make a long story short, is this medication that I was on for something else. And this is how the Holy Spirit did. He sent me, he had my primary doctor send me to another doctor because I had a hernia. And the doctor said, "That, do you have a cough?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Cough?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, there's no sense of you getting this hernia done because it's going to burst right back open. It's going to come back with a vengeance." I said, "Okay." I went back to my primary doctor. I told him, I said, "Well, it's that medication that you gave me, you know, that makes me cough." He said, "Oh, we'll change it." So he changes the medication. Meantime, I'm not taking nothing. And I'm feeling better. I'm moving around. I said, "What did I discover?" Okay. So he gave me that. I got the other medication. And I took it. And immediately, my knees started hurting. I said, "What the heck is that?" So I looked it up online. This is the Holy Spirit leading and guiding me, y'all.
Yeah.
He leading and guiding me. And there it was. Yeah, it caused all of that.
Mm.
All that pain you had in your body,
yeah.
It was the medication.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
How good is God?
Yeah.
He wanted me to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, "Man, you be ignorant." So what the hell me? See, that's why that lady kept saying, "Did they diagnose you with that?" Because it didn't, she wasn't registering.
Mm.
It wasn't registering with her in her heart.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I just wanted to share that because, you know, the Holy Spirit is for you.
Yes.
He's for you today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you haven't, don't be afraid of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You know, ask him. Ask the Lord to fill you with the Holy Spirit so that he can give you that wisdom you need.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Father God, you can just close all that down. I'm done with that. Amen. I want everybody to bow their head, close their eyes, and repeat after me. Father God.
Father God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I thank you for your love and grace.
I thank you for your love and grace.
That you have given me.
That you have given me.
I receive your son, Jesus.
I receive your son, Jesus.
As my personal Savior.
As my personal Savior.
I believe that he died for me.
I believe that he died for me.
And by the Spirit of God.
And by the Spirit of God.
You raised him from the dead.
You raised him from the dead.
And because I believe that now.
Because I believe that.
I am saved.
I am saved.
I have salvation.
I have salvation.
I am holy.
I am holy.
I am acceptable.
I am acceptable.
Unblameable.
Unblameable.
And holy.
Holy.
In your sight.
In your sight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Keep your heads down. If that's the first time you did that, if you've never had an opportunity to ask Jesus to come into your heart, I'd just like you to slip up your hand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. You can lift your eyes up. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Yeah. Everybody born again. Okay, so the only thing I have, I want to play this video for you.
You want to show the video, too?
Show it, too. Okay.
Absolutely. And then you all can take.
Started.
Started. Dreams are waiting to a light that shines.